And now, today in maple syrup news, it's been a short and not-so-sweet maple syrup season for producers in Vermont. The harsh winter meant that sap started running later than usual this spring, and now a warm spell has put a cap on the sap. State agricultural officials say the overall yield will be about half of what it usually is. When the season starts up again next year, Island Pond, Vermont, home to about 900 people, could become the maple sugar capital of North America. A company called Sweet Tree has bought about 7,000 acres in the Northeast Kingdom village and tapped 100,000 trees. Thing is, they don't want to make the stuff that you pour on your pancakes. Charlotte Albright from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio explains why.
Before Sweet Tree started stringing its blue sap lines in its newly acquired forest, the newest maple producer in this remote area was April's Maple. 3 years ago, April LeMay left a corporate job in Boston to return to her birthplace and make about 4,000 gallons of syrup from 800 acres of forest land that's been in her family for generations. Fresh sap streams into a holding tank and a sugar house attached to a cafe and store. LeMay has invested in high-tech equipment.
So backyard boilers often come in here and they walk in and they lose their breath at first, and they, with envy, like, oh, I wish I could have this.
But LeMay is a relatively small player in the state's lucrative maple sugaring industry. Vermont leads the nation in the number of maple trees tapped annually, which pour about $50 million into the state economy. The biggest producer so far has just moved into Tiny Island Pond. It's a holding company based in Connecticut called Sweet Tree, and it's tapped 100,000 trees already, with plans to more than quadruple that in years to come. CFO Michael Argelin has been inviting state and local development officials to its vast processing plant.
Then over this way.
He starts a recent tour with an announcement that may reassure smaller competitors.
We're not going to sell syrup. We're going to use the syrup to make other things. So this way we won't disrupt the maple market in the state or in the United States. So we're not going to dump product just to make money, that kind of thing.
And over this way.
CFO Argelin leads his guests into a room with a commercial stove, but dodges questions about what he, a chemist, might cook up there.
This is just a laboratory area. Half the equipment's not in there yet. We're still working on it. But we're getting there.
Is that for
test products? That's pretty much what it is, just test products.
But Argelin eventually drops a tantalizing hint. He says his wife is trying out one of his experiments, a facial scrub made from the gritty maple sand left behind after boiling. Now that gets a smile from David Snedeker, executive director of the Northeast Vermont Development Association. He likes the idea of a big producer making something other than syrup and creating a variety of jobs.
It'd be nice if there's some spin-off activity from that in the community.
And there's more good economic news for this region. A Canadian company is trying to set up a network of American maple sugar producers to help meet growing worldwide demand. And it, too, is setting up shop in Island Pond. Both its warehouse and the Sweet Tree building used to be owned by Ethan Allen Furniture, which closed in Island Pond in 2001. Maple sugaring may not replace the hundreds of lost jobs in this cash-strapped rural area, but it's one way to sustain the same working forests that used to yield tables and chairs. For Here and Now, I'm Charlotte Albright in northeastern Vermont.